Shay, and this is the show Shine On here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And I'm super psyched for today's show. Sorry it's a little bit late. I just got here from the Live at Lunch, which is a concert series that we have at CITR for the first 2 weeks of school. We host a different band every day at 12 o'clock on a stage just outside of the sub. So that was really fun today. We had Aura Kogan join us, and she was fantastic. She played a really great set, and I'm going to have her on the show in a little bit once she's done packing all her stuff up. So I'm super psyched to talk to her, chat about her new music, and it kind of fits today's theme because today I am going with one of my favorite themes to do, which I've done a couple times before because I just love it. Today is all about the ladies of music. So today I am playing all FemCon music, and I'm super psyched. I love listening to ladies rocking their music. So on that note, we're just going to start this off with one of my absolute favorite bands of all time, especially feminist bands. And this is, of course, Bikini Kill with the song Double Dare Ya. And you're listening to CITR.
Sorry. Okay, we're starting now. We're Bikini Kill, and we want revolution! Girls don't know! Hey, girlfriend! I got a proposition, girls, something like this. Tell you to do what you want. Tell you to be who you will. Tell you to cry right out loud. You got some emotion on, baby. Girl, fucking friend, yeah.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
CITR and AMS First Week present Live at Lunch. CITR's annual afternoon concert series to kick off the school year is back and set to rock the nest. Join us every weekday from 12 to 1 p.m. September 8th to 18th to hear performances from Ora Kogan, The Backhomes, Fake Tears, Ace Martins, Late Spring, At Sea, Melt, Still Creek Murder, and Shilpa Ray. Eat your foodstuffs while you listen to our music stuffs. That's every weekday from 12 to 1 p.m. in the nest.
All right, everyone, welcome back to the show. Thanks for tuning in. You are listening to Shine On here on CITR. My name is Shay. And today I am throwing at you an all-female, or I should say all-femcon music playlist. Let me just ramble here. So at the top of that set, we were listening to, of course, Bikini Kill with the song Double Dare Ya. And then right after that, we're listening to Kathleen Hanna's second band, La Tigre, with the song Decepticon. So good, man. Kathleen Hanna is easily one of my top female heroes. In many aspects. And I'm so stoked that she is touring with the Julie Ruin after all these years. She released the Julie Ruin, I think back in the early 2000s, just by herself. She recorded this album in her bedroom and just released it as the name The Julie Ruin. And It's a great album. I'm not playing it today, but it is really, really good. You should check it out. And you know, it was just her little solo project, and now she's, after all these years, going on tour with it. So that's super exciting. I know they played in Seattle, I think about a month ago. I would love to go see the Julie Ruin. I would love to see Kathleen Hanna play music live. That would be incredible. Anyway, sorry, I'm getting super distracted. So after Decepticon, we are listening to Waterfall by the band X-Hex, which is another all-girl band. And I saw them perform at Sled Island this past summer. So that was super, super fun. They're so rockin'. I think that they've been making music for quite a while, but they're just killing it. They sound fantastic live, too. So, yeah, it's so exciting. I love playing femcon music. It's what I generally listen to. So, yeah, it's fun. I want to apologize. I can see that someone is trying to phone in right now. But as maybe most of you know, this is a new studio, and I haven't gotten used to the phones yet. So I do apologize to whomever is calling in right now. I'll try to get someone in here to teach me how to use the phones, because I would love to chat. So coming up next, we're going to listen to a band from Seattle, Washington called Taco Cat, and they're a super, super fun feminist band. This is the song Hey Girl, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
from shots of aftershame.
Everything that is recreation on campus. No matter how you play, UBC Rec is your resource for fun activities. This student program is operated by over 140 volunteers, and it is the largest intramural recreation organization in Canada. Programs cover fitness, instructional classes, outdoor recreation, drop-in sports, special events, small tournaments, and intramural leagues. All the registration information is available in the Student Recreation Center or online at rec.ubc.ca. UBC Rec, how do you play?
The Study and Go Abroad Fair is back on Tuesday, October 6th. Meet face-to-face with top universities from around the world and start planning to travel. Learn about degrees in law, medicine, health sciences, arts, technology, pharmacy, business, hotel management, and much more. Check out our travel zone for volunteering, language programs, adventure travel, and work abroad. For more info, visit studyandgoabroad.com. Free admission. All right, everyone, welcome back to the show. My name is Shay, and we are hanging out here in the studio. And we just played some fun stuff. So I was just playing, we heard Hey Girl by the band Taco Cat, which is a feminist kind of garage surf rock band from Seattle. And right after that, I played Toon Yards with the song Power. I've been listening to Toon Yards a lot lately, and I didn't know much about them like 3 weeks ago, and now it's just constantly on my iPod. So that's probably one of my favorite songs, Power, and that's off the album Who Kill. And just now we are listening to the band The Ghost of a Sabretooth Tiger, or Ghost for short, with the song Midnight Sun. And I didn't know too much about these guys either, or this group, until I guess the summertime. That's actually Sean Lennon and his girlfriend Kemp Mule. And it's just the two of them, and I think their music's really, really funky. So here we are. So I'm just hanging out in the studio now with Aura Kogan, who just performed live at lunch. So
hello.
How's it going?
It's going really good. How are you?
Excellent. You played a really, really fun set. So is everything that you played, was that from the new album, or?
Yeah, well, so basically I just released an EP called Crystallize and recorded it with Trish Klein from the Viga Tanyas, mm-hmm. and she released it on a new label that she's working on called Hidden City Records.
Cool.
So we did a bunch of songs from that, and then also songs that we're finishing up to put on the full-length album.
Cool.
Yep.
Excellent. All right. Well, I'm just going to play one of Aura's songs now, and then we can chat about the process of making it afterwards.
Sounds good.
Do you want to introduce it?
This song is called Move, and I wrote it, and it's on the EP.
You're listening to CITR.
At the end of nowhere, there will I be, left lost and wandering, eternally.
All right, everyone, welcome back to the show. You are listening to Shine On here on CITR, and my name is Shay. Today we are going through some fun FemCon tunes, and I am very lucky to have Aura Kogan join me in the studio right now.
Hello, again.
So we were just playing some of her songs off of her new album, Crystallize. So the first one there was End of Nowhere, and just now we were listening to Move. You have a really, really, really beautiful voice.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, and again, Aura just played live at lunch, so I just got to see her play, which was really, really fun. It was a really good set. How long have you been playing guitar for?
Well, my mom is a musician, so I actually grew up in, a recording studio.
Mm-hmm.
So I just started playing, you know, like when I was like 10 or something. But, you know, I never went to school. I just taught myself and learned from everybody I could learn from.
Yeah. Do you want to just give some like background about where you grew up, who you are?
Yeah, well, it's
kind of a big question.
That is a big, expansive question. Who are you, really?
It's open
students,
to interpretation.
Everybody.
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
Yeah.
What is life?
Let's get philosophical.
I grew up on Salt Spring Island and traveling quite a lot. I came from a musical family and really, like, at a pretty young age got pretty obsessed with music and still remain totally absolutely in love with it. And I've got a big love for punk and experimental music and noise and hardcore and hip hop and soul and gospel and blues and jazz and funk and everything, sun, like, yeah, and, you know, traditional music from all over the world. And I've stuck to folk or some kind of version of folk for the most part because it just seems to be what comes naturally to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I've, you know, I've got so many different styles that I'm really excited about and that I think come through. And I really like getting to play with a lot of different musicians from different backgrounds. Like, you know, mm-hmm. today I was playing with Zach from Summering, who are just a killer rock band in Vancouver.
Yep.
And Houston Welsh, who's he was a selector in a dance hall crew, and he plays in traditional African bands and all sorts of stuff. And, you know, he comes from a gospel background. So it's been like that for me, like, since I started. I've played with a lot of different kinds of musicians, and it always stretches it in different ways. Mm-hmm. So right now in this incarnation, like, this EP is more kind of what I'd say is, like, sort of a mix of dream pop and like, Americana.
Yeah.
Or something.
Totally,
you know?
Yeah. I know. I was having trouble kind of finding that exact genre.
But that's a good
which
thing,
is
right?
fun. Yeah. I like that. I like that a lot, actually, when you kind of, like, you can tell that there's influences from so many various genres, and for you specifically, it sounds like it's otherworldly, even. Like, it sounds like it's, you know, there's influences from all over the world, almost.
And supernatural stuff, too. Like,
totally.
I would definitely, like, I feel like, you know, I've got a big love for anything witchy and magical and ethereal, even though, you know, like, it can be.
That's very interesting. Yeah. I think that actually very much comes out in the music, which is cool. Witchy. Well, that should be your genre, witchy.
Yeah, I'm sure that it's. Well, there's that
witchy
whole witch
Americana.
House thing, right? Witch House Americana, thick rock.
There you go. Something. Maybe that's like part of what you could be considered.
Well, I mean, I've, you know, like, I toured with Chelsea Wolfe before she blew up. That was, you know, it was so weird. We were doing like living room shows in Seattle and stuff.
Crazy.
And then played with Shanna Cleveland from Lelouch.
No way.
Yeah. I mean, and like, so that's, you know, there are lots of, like, you were talking about FemCon, and like, it's funny because I'm just starting to get into, like, compiling some stuff to curate an online zine.
Cool.
And I don't even... I'm not even trying to find FemCon. I'm just like, who's doing interesting music right now? What am I excited about? And it's like, yeah, those ladies, my friend Liz Harris Grouper just did, she's just releasing a new album with Helen, her new band. And then like looking at like older stuff like Quixotic and Karen Dalton, totally different genre. Like there's like a, I mean, there's just so much, you know, and like, mm-hmm. It's an exciting time that way.
I like that you said that actually, because I feel like I can totally relate to that, not actually going to find FemCon, but it just happens to be what is happening right now. I don't know if that's just like maybe our tastes or if that's across the board.
No, I mean, it's just an open-mindedness, really.
Yeah,
you know, and
it really is.
It's just what you pay attention to. And like, mm-hmm. that's where, you know, one of the ways that politics and art play together is what you choose to pay attention to, mm-hmm. you know?
Totally.
And so if you're dismissing artists because, oh, well, it's girl music,
mm-hmm.
or
exactly,
you know, and this kind of deprecating
weird
sexist
stuff. I don't listen to girls
stuff,
bands or something.
You know, or,
like
yeah,
that.
Or I don't like the sound of female, you know.
I've
like
heard
that
so many times. I just don't like to listen to female voices as much as male voices. That's
yeah.
just a closed-mindedness,
well,
in general. You
it's,
know,
you know,
I've
it's,
heard
we
that
live
too
in
many
a,
times.
Such a you know, sexist culture,
right.
So there's a lot to kind of combat that way. But then when mm-hmm. you can get through that and work through that, there's a whole world of music that
totally.
That is not gender focused.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
You know, and
it's just the music.
Oh yeah, and
yeah.
and just so much. Like, I don't know if you're familiar with Erase Errata.
Yeah,
they're like one of my favorite bands
yeah.
of all time.
Yeah.
And yeah, just so much cool queer music. And
mm-hmm.
yeah,
that's really cool. Yeah, it's cool because I feel like I would say I'm pretty open minded in general, and I don't go after FemCon or female bands or anything like that. It's just, yeah, it's what I'm in tune to. It's what I'm
It's all on my website.
Yeah, okay, perfect.
It's easier.
And your website is?
Just aurakogan.com.
Perfect.
And then as far as I'm going to be doing a couple shows down in the States with Heather Woods Broderick and some other folks in October, and then flying out east to do some stuff.
Great. There. That's really exciting.
Yeah.
Yay.
It's pretty great.
I'm really glad you came out here. We did a live broadcast of Aura's set, but it was the first Live at Lunch of the year, and it's a live broadcast from CITR, so you really never know what you're going to expect. I think, unfortunately, there were some technical issues, which is a real bummer, but thank you for coming nonetheless.
Yeah, it's my pleasure.
It was really, really great. Seeing you perform and just chatting with you has been super fun.
Yeah, totally.
Good luck on everything.
Thank you.
It sounds like there's a lot going on with you right now, and it's really exciting.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's kind of like, it kind of almost like, it's, I sense that it's like a calm before the storm kind of situation. Like,
that would be really cool.
A really cool storm though, you know, like the one that you want to be a part of, the one that you like run out when it's like pouring rain, the thunder, and you're just like, yeah, this is amazing. Yeah. That kind of storm.
Absolutely. That's what we're going for. Thank you for that.
Amazing. Cool.
Yeah. It was really nice chatting with you.
Yeah. Let me know if you ever want to come back on air, or if you
Sure, I could bring some of my favorite.
You should do a little set, maybe.
Oh, I would love to.
Oh, okay, this is
really
going
to
happen,
together,
listeners.
Yeah.
This is going to happen in the future.
Yay!
I'm very excited.
That sounds really good.
Okay. Great. All right, thanks. Thank you so much for coming on.
Anytime.
All right, everyone. So I'm just going to play one more song here to wrap up the show. Thank you.